Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Over 3,000 Chuampala market traders receive aid. President Hakainde Hichilema warns against violence and says Zambia will not return to hooliganism. And foreign news, Nigeria sees one of worst mass abductions as 315 taken from school. And in sports, Copa Queens star Ochumba Luvanji back home after successful SCL surgery in China. For the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on the church to continue partnering with government in promoting unity, peace and responsible citizenship in the country. Officiating at the Evangelical Church in Zambia Diamond Jubilee Celebration Service in Matero Constituency, Lusaka, President Hichilema says government remains committed to working with the church because of the critical role it plays in shaping society. The head of state has reminded church leaders to lead by example and avoid promoting unconventional ways of resolving misunderstandings, adding that elders must never resort to violence, but instead demonstrate integrity and humility. President Hichilema noted that Zambians elected the current administration under very difficult circumstances, and therefore citizens should not detach themselves from government efforts to restore order and rebuild the nation. He has further urged the church to continue guiding children and young people to become responsible citizens who do not hide behind social media, but help build a healthy and morally upright society. The president has thanked the Evangelical Church in Zambia for its contribution to hard work, service and integrity over the years. And President Hichilema has also assured the nation that Zambia will remain a beacon of peace, saying his administration will not allow the country to return to hooliganism, vandalism or political violence under his watch.
None of us must hide behind ethnicity. None of us must hide behind religion to advance direct or indirectly violent behavior of the past. It was difficult to catch a bus in Kasinakas. This church, together with the rest of the churches, remain a beacon of hope, peace. We continue to work hard to strengthen each other, guiding our youth to do what is correct. This country will not be allowed to return to vandalism, hooliganism, street fights in the bus stops, in the market. I stand here to say, not under our watch.
The Democratic Union, DU, has outlined the party's plan to diversify Zambia's economy, focusing on agriculture, manufacturing and services. Speaking to One Love Radio News, DU President Akim Jovu has emphasized that while copper remains a key sector, the party aims to shift focus towards mining precious metals to maximize benefits from natural resources. Mr. Njovu has highlighted that the party also intends to establish an industrialization fund sourced from capital economic zones to drive manufacturing growth, stressing that these efforts aim to create multiple income streams for the government and reduce dependence on copper.
So we need to invest a lot in agriculture through irrigation development and also promoting the farming by liberalizing the agriculture sector. This is one way in which we are going to diversify the economy, where we liberalize the agriculture sector so that it becomes a business. By so doing, you'll see that a lot of individuals would want to invest in the agriculture sector, but also provide the adequate incentives for investment in agriculture that will create that appetite for people to invest in agriculture. Then talking about the manufacturing sector, we need to invest in the manufacturing sector. The manufacturing sector, in its current state, I think the bigger challenge we have.
In a separate development, Democratic Union DU President Akim Njovu has welcomed Aliko Dangote's interest in investing in Zambia's energy sector, stating that the party had long emphasized the need for reliable power to drive growth, citing the country's persistent load shedding as a hindrance to development. Mr. Njovu has therefore urged Dangote to expedite his investment plans, saying it's a welcome development that could help alleviate the energy crisis. He has called on the government to declare the energy crisis a national emergency, attracting more investors to the sector and providing relief to those affected by load shedding.
Hours of load shedding. So for me, I do welcome any investment in the energy sector, especially that is coming from a son of the soil of Africa. It is a welcome development. We encourage him to fast track this intention, to actualize it into an investment, so that this energy crisis can be reduced, can be attended to. Like I said, we'd want the president to declare this energy crisis a national emergency so that other investors can also come on board and assist in investing in the energy sector at a large scale that can alleviate this suffering that has been brought on us because of load shedding. So it is very important that we attract more investors in the energy sector.
Copper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo has distributed assorted foodstuffs and a 1,000 kwacha to each of the over 3,000 Chuampala Market fire victims in Chingola District. The assorted foodstuffs, which were mobilized by the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, include mealie-meal, cooking oil, salt, beans, dates and rice, among others. Speaking when he flagged off the food distribution exercise, Mr. Matambo says the money and foodstuffs are meant to help cushion the impact of the loss on affected marketeers, since they depend on the affected businesses to fend for their families. And Mr. Matambo has stated that government has tightened security in Chingola District to curb acts of violence in the area going forward. According to Zanis, he has further assured the marketeers that the 10 million kwacha, which was donated by President Hage Geingob to the affected marketeers, will also be shared among them immediately the logistical arrangements are concluded. Earlier, Copper Belt Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza, who accompanied the minister, says government will ensure that all the affected marketeers are helped. And Chingola Mayor Johnson Kangombe has thanked the government for sympathizing with affected farmers and assisting them with money and assorted foodstuffs. One of the beneficiaries, Enala Tembo, has thanked government for the assistance, saying she lost all her merchandise in the inferno. 2 weeks ago, a fire swept through Chuampala Market, burning assorted merchandise and affecting over 3,000 traders. Now, still in local news, the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia UPPZ party has called for accountability from the United Party for National Development UPND government after the abduction of aspiring presidential patriotic front PF Given Lumenda. Speaking to One Love Radio News, UPPZ President Charles Chanda says the government should take responsibility for the reckless behavior of its cadres, alleging that it is not just an attack on one person, but it is an attack on democracy in Zambia. Mr. Chanda has further criticized the UPND for making excuses instead of addressing the issue, emphasizing the need for a peaceful political environment. He has also called for unity among political parties, urging them to work towards a common